4DJW mobile.
Be a K and 4, BWA.
I think the front yard, the tree in the front yard is intelligent.
Okay. Go ahead, I'll bite.
I cleaned up the yard yesterday, spent a bunch of time on it, got up all the old straggler leaves from last fall, and cut the grass, blew up all the clippings, had everything looking good, came out this morning, and that tree in the front yard dropped a bunch of leaves.
My wife and my daughter and her fiancé are in the car, so I'm not going to make any comments. Oh, boy.
All winter long, until I cleaned up, and they said, I'll show you.
I hear you. Hey, listen, I got a question for you. Now, if I remember right, you were doing some structural things when you were in Clemson originally. Isn't that correct?
Mechanical engineering for the first year, and we were doing destructive testing and then grain analysis and that kind of stuff.
Perfect. Let me see if we can tap the recesses of that massive memory here. You've seen my tower base, right?
Affirmative.
I'm having trouble getting steel. I'm helping a friend, and we need to build two more of those same type bases. And I used 5/8 inch plate steel. Now, 5/8 inch plate steel is just a bit of overkill. Wouldn't you agree?
I think so, but it depends on what that steel was built to do. But yeah, I think that's probably overkill.
Okay, with that said, I am having trouble getting any steel, you know, from my scrapyard. You know, I can buy it at 45 cents a pound that way instead of, you know, almost $500 for a 4x8 sheet. So I'm having trouble getting it. So what I am thinking is about replacing steel with aluminum because I've got a source for scrap aluminum plate. If I dropped the steel down to 7/16, which is just under half inch, what equivalent in strength would I need to be at with thickness of aluminum? I don't know the shear strength on the aluminum, do you?
To look that up, and there's all kinds of different types of aluminum. Some of it's pretty soft and malleable, some of it's not. And brittle, and then there's everything in between. So you've really got to pay close attention to when you do that. At Michelin, we used to mix the metals. We had crucibles, and we used to mix them and come up with different mixtures of different chemicals in the metal to either make it more brittle or more malleable, one of the two. And you want something in between. So, yeah, that's going to take some studying online to come up to speed on the terminology that they use. And exactly what you're needing, you know, there's some force vectors that have to be calculated in there too. And then I don't know, when you bolt it up, you'll be using dissimilar metals, and usually one of them is sacrificial metal, and it corrodes real fast, so you have to be careful with that too. Make sure the bolts and everything that you use with the aluminum, you don't cause one or the other to corrode quicker than it would normally. There's just a lot of stuff like that to consider, and I haven't been keeping up with that kind of thing. When I switched over to computer science, I totally dropped mechanical engineering.
Roger. Okay. Well, I guess I'll just have to go online and start doing some research, you know, as far as mixes and strengths and all that kind of stuff. I guess first step is to go over there and find out what the type of aluminum that is that I'm looking at, if that's possible. Because, like I said, it's coming out of a scrapyard, and I'm not sure it's marked or labeled.
This will never see his eye. Is it all right?
Approach out. some idiot one time, Cap Ryan, when I was younger, he put your car and put the panel on with aluminum popper bits. And man, you want to see how bad it corroded and tore the heck out of that car. I was laughing so hard when I saw it.
Know for sure, Steve, is to do, you know, get more than you need and do destructive testing on it. See how much it takes to bend it. See if it breaks before it bends, or if it bends before it breaks, and how much pressure that it took, and then calculate how tall the tower is and what the wind forces are on it across the length of it, and then you can translate that into what the force vectors are down there where the thing is bolted together, and compare that to its shear strength, which I know is a lot of work, but that's the only way you'll know for sure. W4DJW.
One other question, Dave. What about grounding on that aluminum? Is grounding going to be an issue? I know it's not with the plate steel, but, and I, you know, you use service entrance cable in a house and the grounding is acceptable, but it's huge. I'm just wondering what the grounding aspect is going to be like.
Ground straps that go from the tower itself to ground, it'll alleviate that as being an issue. Yeah, you get a little bit more grounding, well, a lot more grounding actually, if you got a steel plate. But if you've got aluminum plate, you got to compensate with the straps that go from the tower itself into the ground. And if I disappear, it's because I'm going through the drive-thru. W4DJW.
Okay, well, as always, you are a font of knowledge, my friend, and I really appreciate it. So get you something through the drive-thru there, and I'll talk to you later. 73, W4DJW, KN4BWA, clear after your final.
Good to talk to you. Always interesting, Steve. KN4VWA, W4DJW, at the window, and clear.
Got the aluminum foil between the antenna and the radio rack it's on right now, and it seems that Mr. Key is staying away from it. You guys didn't know Tesla stuff. That's something you can play with. I mean, it depends, you never know what kind of aluminum it is. Unless you can find out where they got it. Sometimes they'll know what kind of aluminum it is, but you never know. I mean, metals you never know anyway. Sorry, but so far, I haven't heard that problem on the receive too much, so maybe I got this transmitter under control.